compliance with the meetings laws, and we are ready to proceed with business tonight.
Yes, the Class II notice was published in the Kenosha News July 29th and August 3rd for this evening's meeting.
Okay, great. My name is Daniel Gashke. I serve as the chair of this committee, and it's good to see so many out here tonight. We have a short agenda, but obviously many people that are interested in what's before us tonight, and so we'll look forward to jumping right in. Okay, so that leads us to agenda item number six. Andy Bueller, Director of Planning and Development, if you would please read the items into the record officially, and then we'll move forward from there.
Okay, thank you. So item number six is the review and possible approval resolution requesting approval of the information of a Silver Lake Management District within Kenosha County pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes 33.25. So anyone here to present that case, please come forward and sit at one of the tables. Make sure the box light is pressed on and then the button on the mic, and you will need to hold it close to your mouth so that it picks up the button. And when, if there's different people speaking, then each say your name and address for the record. Thank you.
Okay, cool. You hear me now? Good. We'll rotate through. Thank you. I'm joined here tonight by a couple of colleagues from the Silver Lake Protection Association, which, as you probably know, is a group that spearheaded this effort to form the Silver Lake Protection District. I'm going to give the primary presentation, and they will introduce themselves and make very, very, very brief comments. So, my name is Jim Jordan, 402 South Cogswell, Silver Lake. I've owned lakefront property on Silver Lake for 32 years, and I support the formation of the Silver Lake Management District. I'm going to make 6 points regarding the formation of this district. First, let me state the obvious. A proposed Silver Lake Management District has overwhelming support from affected property owners. 190 property owners signed the petition, which is almost 82% of the 233 property owners in the proposed district. Only 18 property owners, that's less than 8%, declined to sign the petition. Despite many attempts, we were not able to connect with 25 property owners, that's about 11%. We understand the Kenosha County Clerk reviewed our petition and found some technical errors in the certifying of some of the signatures, but we understand that the certified signatures far exceed the required 51% of property owners per state statute. So second, as you are aware, lake districts are not a new idea. State law allowed the formation of lake districts was first passed in 1974. There are over 200 existing lake districts in Wisconsin. Existing lake districts just in Kenosha County include all of our neighboring lakes, Paddock Lake, Twin Lakes, Hooker Lake, Camp Center Lake, Lake George, and Powers Lake. While it has been at least 2 decades since Kenosha County has been asked to form a lake district, your predecessors on the Kenosha County Board did vote to form lake districts for Hooker, Camp Center, George, and Powers. Silver Lake is probably the largest remaining lake in Kenosha County that does not have a lake district, and we think it's time to correct that oversight. Third, Silver Lake desperately needs the lake district to be able to tackle its exotic weed invasion and other lake issues. Like other lakes in the area, the Eurasian water and milfoil found its way into Silver Lake in the mid-1990s. Silver Lake is apparently particularly vulnerable to milfoil growth as it moves towards clear water less than 10 feet deep, which is described by aquifer. By late summer of 2012, 15 years later or so, a comprehensive lake survey showed milfoil at over 53% of the lake. That summer, watercraft had to literally navigate around or go through dense surface weed patches to get to the waters of the lake. In those days, we were lucky. The Silver Lake Protection Association, a private organization, SLPA I'll call it, stepped up and worked with its lake consultant and the DNR, and implemented a multi-year program of milfoil weed treatment. Over the past 10 years, the SLPA has raised over $175,000 to fund surveys, testing, and weed treatments. After whole lake treatments in 2013 and 2015, which cost a total of $20,000, milfoil seemed under control. But just 4 years later, by 2019, milfoil staged a significant comeback. The 2020 lake survey showed milfoil was again found in 45% of lake samples. With the return of the milfoil, the lake now requires significant levels of treatment. But the SLPA is a volunteer organization, SFA does not have the financial or institutional resources to continue to be responsible for the management of solar arrays with reinvention. The only long-term solution is to secure a steady funding base and continual institutional support. And the formation of the Solar Lake Management District provides that. Fourth, proposed Solar Lake Management District will only include 178 privately owned lakefront properties that actually touch the lake. Our proposed boundary for the Lake District parallels that of Powers Lake, where only lakefront property owners are included in the district. I want to point out that the Lake District boundary could have included the entire 4.3 square mile watershed of the state sections. We proposed a very small area containing less than 100 acres of land, which is less than 0.6% of the watershed, after determining that the proposed Lake District really does not need to be any larger than the immediate lakefront properties. Also, I want to point out, like most other districts, the proposed district does not include publicly owned shoreline properties. In Silver Lake, Kenosha County, Silver Lake Park, and the DNR launching ramp and natural area, take up about a quarter of the north shoreline of the lake. The Village Beach is located in the south end of the lake. We don't need the revenues from these properties to fund the Lake District, so they've been kept out of the Lake District. Let me be clear, Kenosha County, Silver Lake Park will not contribute funds to the Lake District. However, both the county and the village each get one appointment, one commissioner to the Lake District Board once it's formed. And therefore, both the village and the county will have a voice in all Lake District decisions. Point five, both Silver Lake and the district will have more than sufficient financial resources to manage the lake. 178 lakefront properties in the proposed district have a total assessed value of almost $64 million and currently pay annual real estate taxes of about $1.2. Our nearby comparable lake districts have annual budgets in the $50,000 per year range. The final tax levy will, of course, be determined by the future board of commissioners of the Solar Lake Management District, but that kind of budget number will have minimal impact on the lakefront property owners. The conclusion is that 178 lakefront property owners can easily afford to support the Solar Lake Management District. Finally, who will benefit from the Lake District? Obviously, lakefront property owners clearly have the most to benefit and the most to lose from the Lake District in that point. Property values probably go down and can't get out of the lake. And we, the lakefront property owners, have already demonstrated that we're willing to pay 100% of the cost of maintaining the Silver Lake resource. But who else benefits? Well, there are hundreds and hundreds of boaters, kayakers, paddleboarders, and fishermen who come to use the lake, including those who use the DNR and village boat launching ramps. And there are 135 rental slips for boaters on the lake as well. None of these will pay into the Silver Lake Management District. Volunteer donations will be accepted. All lake visitors, including the thousands who come to the Silver Lake County Park and the Village Beach to swim and play, are also beneficiaries. And that, to go farther, many local businesses, grocery stores, restaurants, bars, gas stations, boat dealers, boat storage, repair facilities, to name a few, will all receive the economic benefits of the lakefront property owners, their guests, visiting boaters, and park users coming to and using the Silver Lake. The petition, to summarize, the petition contains far more than 51% minimum required signatures. It was filed with Kenosha County Clerk on July 12, 2021, for state statutes. We provided a description of the necessity for the proposed district in my comments, and Silver Lake's milfoil invasion requires a long-term institutional financial response to that lake district, which can best be provided by the district. We provided a legal description and map of the boundaries of the district. And we described how the proposed district will promote public welfare. The formation of the district provides benefits that go far beyond lakefront property owners, including the users of the Silver Lake Park. Kenosha County has already supported the formation of other lake districts, including all of our neighboring lakes. The Salem Lakes Village Board, just 2 nights ago, passed its needed resolution, which consents to Kenosha County forming the Lake Silver Lake Management District within the village boundaries. Technicality in the state statute, but they did pass that in 2019. Therefore, we ask that PDEC and the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors take the appropriate actions to form the Silver Lake Management District so that the Lake District can then act to preserve and protect the local resource that is Silver Lake. I'll pass on to my other gentleman.
Hi, my name is John Coffey. The president of the Silver Lake Protection Association. My family have been property owners on Silver Lake for over 45 years. The Silver Lake Protection Association for the past 10 years has worked hard, fundraising, be able to manage and treat the lake. And we no longer can do that. We don't have the resources of the volunteers to keep going. It just, it's too hard for us. So I'm in support of the resolution to the Lake Management District. Thank you.
Hi, my name is David Zier. My property is 27818 Silver Lake Road. We've owned lakefront property on Silver Lake for about 35 years. I serve as vice president of the SLPA, but I'd like to speak my comments now more personally. Jim's covered all the facts that are probably relevant. I just want to give my personal perspective. Wisconsin's lakes, rivers, and other natural resources, as you all know better than anyone, are a key part of the state's allure, identity, and way of life. Silver Lake is one of Kenosha's, I think, most magnificent natural resources. Before in my home on the lake, we would come to picnic and swim at Silver Lake Common Park. Those items were how we fell in love with the lake and the great above. That led us to buy property here, and we've been ecstatic for at least 35 years. There was a time when the lake could mostly take care of itself because it was not being threatened by invasive species. But over recent years, the lake has become progressively more threatened, first by zebra mussels and more recently, as we've heard, by Eurasian overflow, both initially imported by unclaimed watercraft, as we know. We have seen how dramatically Eurasian overflow can overwhelm the lake's ecosystem. Left unchecked, it can seriously impact the future health and vitality of the lake and diminish what's a great resource to come. None of us want that to be the fate of Silver Lake, and we collectively have the ability to keep it from happening. I believe citizens have an ethical obligation to be good stewards and protect the resources that have been entrusted to them by previous generations. With your approval to create the Silver Lake Management District, I'm confident we can ensure the future health of Silver Lake and protect this great natural resources for many generations.
My name is Terry Laws. I am a physician and own the property 306 North Boswell Drive in Silver Lake for the last 5 years. I volunteered to chair the SLPA committee to investigate and execute the process to form a lake district for Silver Lake. Our committee has been meeting weekly since last August, and our first decision was to define the boundaries of the proposed district. We made a deliberate decision to define the district from only including lakefront property. Our petition only included properties lake frontage, and the proposed district only affects this group. This group benefits most from a clean lake. This group can afford to pay for the cleaning up. Through multiple signing events, an open public meeting, and individual canvassing, we secured signatures from 190% of the lakefront property owners who support this initiative. We filed a petition, as you heard, on the 12th of July. I, along with 189 of the 233 lakefront property owners in the proposed Silver Lake Management District support the Kenosha County Board's formation of this district. I look forward to this district being a positive influence toward maintaining the beauty of the lake while providing the community with a safe recreational environment well into the future. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your introduction tonight to this topic. All right, that being said, I'll ask the committee members, supervisors, or you, the governance representatives, do you have any questions, committee members, for the petitioners, the representatives of the Lake District tonight? Any questions, committee members? Supervisor, you know?
Really, I don't have any questions, but I want to make a couple comments. One is a very respectful presentation. I can really say this was one of the best presentations read for resolution from the last, so congratulations on that. As far as questions are concerned, I did have a couple of questions before I came here tonight. However, that were kind of, you know, I got my answer in your presentation, so I want to let you have that. So, I'm all for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Do you know any other committee members, questions, feedback, comments? Okay, then at this point, I will ask if there's anybody else here from the audience. Thank you, petitioners. Again, I echo Supervisor Udo, and I appreciate your presentation tonight. Is there anybody
hear from the public that would like to speak in favor. If so, please come on up and have a seat at the front tables. Make sure that you push the button on the microphone and speak into it directly so that I can hear, please.
Name and address. Right.
So before we start with that, I just want to put in for the record, in case someone who may have already submitted letters of support. So we do have 18 letters of support that came in by about 11 a.m. this morning. I did receive several others later on in the afternoon. Was not in the office to be able to document them, but we do have, I do have copies for the committee here if you want all those. They were all emailed out to the committee. But if you emailed me with your support, we have documentation of that. If you want to come up and still say something, you certainly are welcome to do so. But otherwise, we do have it documented, and I'll hand these out to the committee.
All right, the committee members, as Andy said, he did earlier today, you haven't had a chance to see that, send out these comments that were emailed in, and then I assume you'll send out the additional ones that came in as well, Andy, when you get a chance to process those. Okay, great. So anybody that is here to speak in favor of agenda item number 6 tonight, please just state your name and address for the record, and then share with us your perspective.
My name is Karen Herb, North Street in Silver Lake. My husband and I have owned the road repair business in Silver Lake for 35 years. For over 30 years that I know of, people of Silver Lake have recognized the need for a lake management district. It's been mentioned repeatedly in the Silver Lake minutes. Since 2012, we've actively had Silver Lake Protection Association treating invasive weeds through state grant and fundraising activities. But you can only sell so many t-shirts. You can only hold so many silent auctions or raffles. We knew that the village of Silver Lake would provide water control, weed placement, weed killing at the village beach, and some money if we really beg. Salem and Silver Lake had an agreement that the village would provide water control going back to the 1980s. That all changed in 2017 when we became the village of Salem Lakes. There was no more water control, and there was no more financial help. The grant ran out, but the weeds didn't. Then at our annual meeting in July of 2019, one man raised his hand and said, "I'll do it," when the usual lament came up that we needed the Lake District. It turned out that retired Air Force Colonel Harry Laws is the kind of man that gets things done. His committee has met every week for at least a year. It became apparent almost immediately that the Lake District would have to be made up of lakefront owners only. The lakefront has changed over the last years, and the small cottages owned by out-of-state visitors have turned into huge homes with significant investments. These people recognize the need to protect their investments. That's why 82% of them showed up to our signing events. As a non-lakefront owner, but a boat owner, and a fisherman, I would like to thank the committee of people who get things done, for bringing us to this point tonight. And we have John Coffey, Gary Laws, Dave Zier, Jim Puritan, Jim Raker, Jeff Bell, Donna Kubik, Sue Scala, and Dave Engel. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. My name is Bill Herb. I also live at 204 Western Street. My family started coming up here in the 1950s. And in the mid-60s, we purchased a property, a business in the village of Silver Lake, moved here, and ran it for quite some time. I continued to run a business in Silver Lake, which has a lot to do with the lake. And I was asked by several folks to talk about how to have a good, well-maintained lake helps with several businesses in town. And I'm sure, as Jim stated earlier, lots of different villages are benefited by this. But the more I thought about the businesses that are benefited by the lake, the really important issue is all of the people of the area and beyond who are benefited by the lake. The quality of life issues that having a nice, well-maintained lake bring to many people, not just the lakeshore owners. Anybody can take their family to the Kenosha County Park. Anybody can take their family swimming at the beaches on Silver Lake, or watch a boat and enjoy the day on the lake. In the wintertime, we run around with their snowmobile or their ATV. It affects the quality of life for everybody that's in the area, not just the people that are going to be in this facility or this district, but it's benefiting a lot of people, and I hope to keep all those people in mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate your comments. Is there anybody else? Anybody else here tonight that is here to speak in favor of agenda item number six? Anybody else that's here to speak in favor? Okay, then I'll ask if there's anybody that's here to speak in opposition. Anybody that's here to speak in opposition tonight to agenda item number six? Okay, hearing none, then we'll move on. Andy, I know you touched on this already, but would you just share your perspective on the local municipality's recommendations or anything else that the level of response that we should be aware of?
Yes, we did receive a copy, as was alluded into the presentation from the village of Salem Lakes that they passed a resolution on Monday. We do have a copy of that.
All right, so then, committee members, if there's no further questions, I would entertain a motion that we adopt agenda item number six. If there's no further questions.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Supervisor Meyer, seconded by Supervisor Neal.
Just a simple voice vote tonight on this.
Yes, anything, Joe?
Any reason to do a roll call vote to Joe tonight? We could just do a roll call.
For the record, the committee is adopting the criteria in the petition as required by the law of findings to establish the petition.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. All right, roll call has been requested, so we'll just go right down the line here. Supervisor Gashke, aye. Supervisor Maurer?
Aye.
Supervisor Udo?
Aye.
Supervisor Beth, I'm sorry, to my right here.
Aye.
All right, and then youth and governance, Kenzie, and Brooke. Okay, it passes unanimously. Okay, great, thank you. Again, we appreciate all your hard work leading up to this point.
This was said, but no resident Anderson knows how to live in outside of Kenosha County.
It is outside Kenosha County.
And that is okay to let somebody on a committee from outside the county?
It is, because he's employed by SewerPen, our regional planning commission, and he's our surveyor for the county. And so that's the role that he serves in the GIS. He's the GIS administrator for SewerPen, so it is a very good connection for us.
Well, besides that, he doesn't have to be a resident of the...
Oh, he does not. He does not.
So for clarification, Andy would be analogous to, let's say, somebody in your office who lives in Milwaukee County or Waukesha County or something. If it was within their roles and responsibilities of their job to serve on a certain committee, the residency requirement doesn't apply, so...
Correct, yes, that is correct.
Okay, any kind of clarification? Okay, any further questions or comments? As you can see from the attached documentation, he would be succeeding himself. He has served in this role well. I believe his attendance is 11 out of the last 11 meetings, so obviously it demonstrates a commitment to this role. Any further questions from the committee? Discussion? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion and we adopt agenda item number 7 and approve Mr. Mary's appointment.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Mauer, seconded by Supervisor Beck. All in favor of youth and governance, please sit. Yes, roll call. Okay, we'll do a roll call. So all in favor of youth and governance, I'll start a roll call. So we'll go with this way, Broker.
Aye.
McKenzie?
Aye.
Okay, and then supervisors, we'll just go down the line. So Supervisor Vito?
No.
Supervisor Mauer?
Aye.
Supervisor Gashke? Aye. And Supervisor Beck?
Aye.
Okay, so this passes. All right, now that leads us to agenda item number 8. And this is the approval of our minutes from last month, July 14th. The July 14th minutes. Are there any corrections, updates, or discussion? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion has been moved by Supervisor Vito. I'll second that. And just a simple voice vote on youth and governance, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, so committee supervisors, all in favor, please say aye.
Approve
aye.
Minutes.
Aye.
Okay, great. The minutes are approved. That leads us to citizens' comments, and it looks like all of our citizens have left the room, unless our corporation council would like to speak on behalf as a citizen. Yeah, I do not see any citizens tonight. Any citizens' comments? All right, hearing none, citizens' comments are closed, and we'll move on to number 10, any other business as allowed by law. Andy, do you have anything to share for us with the upcoming meetings that we should be aware of?
Yes, in September, I believe there is five items, possibly six, that'll be on that agenda.
Okay, great. And then, as I did mention, at the 6 o'clock portion of our meeting, looking ahead to budget season, you know, one of the most important responsibilities that we as a county board have, our particular committee traditionally meets on our normal meeting day. And so at this point, we are planning to meet October 13th, Wednesday, October 13th. That's the normal day that we meet. And we'll do the budget portion hearing at 6 p.m. In place of, in lieu of the typical UW extension updates that we would get. So there won't be any UW extension updates. Instead, we'll have a budget discussion, and then we'll move on at 7 o'clock with our typical land use items. Again, that's a couple months down the road, but one of our biggest responsibilities, and so I would encourage you to look ahead, clear your schedule, and to be in attendance, please. Okay, anything else as allowed by law in this portion? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All right, second. Motion to adjourn by Supervisor Vito, seconded by Supervisor Bauer. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. All right, we are adjourned.
Just right now, why not?